Serving the coast side, this is KHMB, AM 1710, Half Moon Bay.
Now, KHMV, 100.9 FM, Half Moon Bay.
Friday's here. Time for Coastal Windage, the talk of the coast, with your host, Reuben Truthmaker.
You can't handle the truth.
And Livy Streetwise.
Get out!
The phones are lighting up, and you guys are live.
Good morning, Coastside. How we doing this Friday morning? This is Livy Streetwise here with Mojo Filters.
Good morning.
How we doing this morning?
I'm here.
We are sad that Reuben is not here.
Yeah.
However, he is out there on the lookout for... Did you read the article about the raccoon dogs?
I couldn't help but read the article about raccoon dogs. Not dogs and not raccoons, but raccoon dogs.
Yes. So I read this fantastic article. I know. I'm a lost cause.
You couldn't wait.
I'm a lost cause. I just had to start off right at the beginning of the show.
Okay.
So I read this article about escaped raccoon dogs harass English village. What are
village.
They?
Village. You said village. Okay.
Village. Yes, I did. And you should see the picture of this thing. Now, of course, this might be sacrilegious to say to most of the audience out there, but I have not seen Game of Thrones.
You haven't.
No, I have not.
I took you for one of those.
I am one of those now because I felt the pressure.
Oh,
so now
okay.
I'm as far as season five.
Oh.
But this critter, you guys need to Google raccoon dogs. Okay. It looks like the chupacabra of medieval times. It's frightening.
It's not native to our lands.
It's not, but you know what? It will be. I'm telling you, I picture it coming over on a ship. Like a cargo.
They would have been here by now. I'm sure it's thousands of years old to develop that look. I'm sure it protects itself somehow.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Have you seen the teeth and claws on this thing?
Yeah.
Anyhow, guys, look it up. Raccoon dogs. It's frightening. Anyhow, we'll find out more about it from Reuben when he returns next week to see what he has found, because Jim did send him over to that little English village. That is where he's at. That's where he's at.
You know, I thought that might be.
No expense was spared on Reuben's journey to hunt down the raccoon dog. Anywho, okay, so we're going into the weekend. We're almost at the summer. Finally, thank the baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think we're all ready for that. We're also ready for some sun. So I want to ask you, Mojo, what is the weather looking like?
You know, if you're looking for sun, this is not the place to be doing it.
Still?
Just in case.
Still?
You know, I don't know. Yesterday I had to drive. I've drove over the hill, honestly, to tell you the truth, two of the last 3 days.
Yeah.
Just to see it.
So you have no other appointment?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not used to microclimates. Mm. And I drove over yesterday, and there, within 10 minutes, there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
It was
like walking out of one movie theater and walking into another one. Mm. So I was like, oh, this is cool. So I know it's there, and so I just go when I need to go.
Okay.
Today, I'm saying that's your best bet. If you wait around till maybe 1, it's supposed to go up another 10 degrees. It's 53 right now. It's going to go to 63, but it's going to be cloudy.
I think it's supposed to be a nice weekend, though, isn't it? I'm opening my app right now. I think we're supposed to have some sun this weekend. Come on, folks.
Do you trust your app or do you trust the Weather Channel?
No, I don't. Because yesterday it said it was going to be partly cloudy and I was standing in the middle of a rainstorm.
Yeah.
So, no.
Well, do you notice how foggy it was this morning?
That's a fair estimate.
Yeah, I mean, if I look at my app, it says there's a picture of a little smiley sun on Saturday. So, if that makes you feel better. I mean, there's
not gonna be smiling.
At 1 o'clock, we might even have that same little smiley sun. So,
Because it was cloudy, me and a good friend of mine went to the movies yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I went to an afternoon movie with a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a pleasure.
It was fantastic. Yeah. There were no people.
Yeah.
We had the run of the place. And I say that tongue in cheek because she's on crutches. So we weren't running around anywhere.
Yeah.
But You know, the other thing is that it also gave me a newfound faith in humanity. There were a number of people that held doors open for us and were just super kind, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, anyhow, we saw the movie Long Shot, and it was with Charlize Theron, where she was Secretary of State, and Josh someone. Anyhow, super cute movie. I recommend it if you just want to get into a good mood. And it's not too political. There's a great scene in there where Josh and his best friend just suddenly realize that they are in different political parties. And they've grown up together.
Oh,
and
well,
and they're like, wait, what? What? Yeah, and they're like, really? Oh, and we love each other. That's what we need. That's what we need, people. we need a little love.
But politics kind of... Do you remember James Carville?
Yeah. Yeah,
he was
and
a
his
big
wife.
Clinton supporter. Yeah. And his wife was a huge, the other side. I forgot who her man was at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and they're still
they
married.
They were married and they worked together. And I'm like,
they were commentators. And
yeah,
they would spar.
Those were good days.
Those were good days.
Yeah, especially.
Anyhow,
yeah.
It was a fun movie.
Okay, all right. So
yeah, just and at the very least, a great like DVR kind of.
DVR?
DVR? Isn't that
digital video recorder?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Watch it at home?
Movie.
Like,
it's a great movie. Isn't that what it's a DVR? Anyhow.
It's in the theater. It's a movie.
Oh, my God.
You mean when you watch it at home,
we
like on Netflix?
We are such dinosaurs.
I mean, are you saying stream it later? Or watch
it? Yeah, you can stream
it. Or on VHS, maybe if you want to go with that. That's
okay, I'm not that much of a dinosaur.
Yeah, and eight track tapes, if you want to go to the
okay,
audio.
Okay, Mojo.
All right.
Now you're aging me.
No, I'm trying to picture this movie. I think I've seen the preview. I go to more movies than I really should.
It's super cute. You know, I am going to give it away. Sorry. So
the plot? You're going to give the plot away?
Not so much the plot, but the
alert.
Ending. Spoiler alert.
Okay, stick your finger in your
throat.
So, go ahead.
She actually is... becomes the first woman president of the United States.
Ooh.
And it's just, it's really, you know, it has a great message and great ending and anyhow, feel good. You could stream it, rent it, whatever, once it gets to the house.
Well, so we watch a lot of movies and we rate them rent or buy.
And as soon as they're rent, that's when we go in. We rarely buy something unless it's like, Star Wars. If it's Star Wars and all of the episodes, we go for the whole package.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's
so, all right. Well, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to take a James Bond training course.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm finding this out now.
But don't tell anybody.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I just threw my notes out for the show. Folks, we are going to just solely talk friend Mojo and his James Bond training. I have to get all intel. So do tell. Where is this happening? Where is it? In the city? What are you doing?
I guess I'm starting a rumor.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not doing
this? No.
Oh, my goodness.
But it's a good idea. It's a really good idea. If you see it, let me know. But I said it so convincingly.
You did. I totally believed you.
I've taken the James Bond course, so that's...
Well, don't think that in my 20s and early 30s, I didn't look up... I was going to go to this kind of, I don't know, self-defense... Navy SEAL training kind of thing that they do for just regular people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were going to teach me how to escape out of the trunk of a car if I was kidnapped in like a third world country.
Yeah, yeah.
How to outmaneuver someone if I'm being chased on the road.
Yeah, defensive
and
driving.
Totally, all of it. And I'm kind of bummed out I never did, but it was super hardcore. It was in the middle of nowhere, like Idaho, and it was taught by all Black Ops instructors. Ooh. Like, it was heavy.
Wow. That's cool.
I know. No. I know. So that's what I thought you were talking about most.
No, so you like Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah. Yes.
So I like his music. I like his books.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of his books, he's got this boat. Actually, it's a flying boat. It's a big plane. that can land on water. It's called the Hemisphere Dancer.
I was going to say, is it a seaplane motel?
Yeah, basically. But it's the big, giant kind. It's not like what you see up in Seattle. You know, it's the big, like, transport thing. And somehow the Navy wanted to use his music, and they said, well, what do you want? And he said, I'd like to enroll in one of your courses and go through all the rescue and the training. And they ended up doing underwater, like, rescue.
Coast Guard stuff?
Right, like some crash, you're underwater, you're in the water. Well, flash forward 10 years, somebody's cutting a wake as he's trying to take off, and the boat goes in, or the plane goes under, starts to sink. And he got out, but he totally, he goes, I totally went in right back to that zone. I like got calm, and he goes,
That's amazing.
It saved him.
Wow.
It saved him.
That's a story.
Yeah, I think all training is, you know, meant for, not to be used, but when you need it, you need it.
That's like woo-woo universal stuff. Like, that was his subconscious or soul saying, you know what, this could be used in the future.
Right. It paid off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I would still love to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely dig all of those kind of movies. I am a total James Bond fan, Jason Bourne fan.
Yes.
I love, what's the one out now with Keanu Reeves? It's his third one. John Wick.
Yeah. I like him.
You know, all of those espionage kind of kick butt.
What's your favorite Bond? Or do you have, I mean, I like about three. Great.
Well, I really do like Daniel Craig.
Okay.
I dig him. I think that there is enough about him to make him almost an everyman. I mean, sure, he's handsome, but he's not your traditional, like, James Bond, Pierce Brosnan kind of almost petite in stature. And Daniel Craig is muscular and I'm going to say on the shorter side. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm thinking that he's probably 5'10"-ish, maybe.
Yeah.
And so I would say that he is actually my favorite.
So
how about you?
You like Skyfall? I mean,
yes.
Okay, so
yes.
Skyfall's probably in my top three.
Oh, okay. You were asking for specific ones.
Well, only because I was looking. You're talking about buying the full set. I was looking at, that's a huge set. It's hundreds of dollars. I'm like, I'll just go look at the top three.
Yep.
I like Goldfinger because it was, I think because I'm supposed to like it, it's an original classic. I like Bond as Sean Connery or the other one. But I'm with you. I like this. Scepter was really good.
I agree.
You know, those might even be my top three. But Skyfall, and I think because Adele did the song, the zeitgeist of that time. And that's an unusual one because it goes back and shows his childhood.
I was going to say, there's also the personal bent on that movie. It's not just all espionage. Yeah. And
But I will say the greatest scene, there's a scene in a plaza in Mexico with a helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is Scepter. That is, I mean, I watch that sometimes just to watch that scene.
Wow, really? That's,
yeah, because you really, you buy it. Because a helicopter flying out of control over a large crowd is not a pleasant thing to.
No.
Yeah.
I really liked, if we're talking about this, since we are again, I seem to have scrapped my entire.
Well, you brought up movies, and first you brought up werewolves or whatever those were.
Raccoon wolves.
Right. Yeah. The hybrid mighty raccoon wolf.
Yes.
And that totally leads right to James Bond.
Of course it does. And my favorite Mission Impossible was the last one. Did you see it?
Is that where he's hanging on the outside of the plane?
Yes.
I did not.
Okay.
I've only seen that part of the preview.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And believe me, I have done my best to try to not like Tom Cruise. I think he's a little bit of a wackadoo.
Yeah, I like him.
However, I can't not like this guy in the movies. There isn't a movie that he's been in, I don't think, that I haven't liked. At least in his adult years.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The younger, I mean, even The Outsiders.
Yeah.
I thought,
So they shot Outsiders, my hometown.
Oh, really?
And my friend was hanging out with him at night.
No.
They would all go out.
Oh, my gosh, guys. Yeah. Okay, we have to listen to
this. No, we're not going
to
go that way. But it's. He said he stayed in character the whole time.
Mm.
He said he was like, and I've read this term, laser head.
Laser focused.
Just focused all the whole time. And he said he stayed that way the whole time.
You know, that is corroborated by my friend Rob Lowe's biography. Because in his first book, he's like, it's titled Only Stories That I Tell My Friends. That's
wow.
me. I'm one of those friends.
Wow.
That is, folks, you want a great beach read? That is a fantastic beach read because he just gives all the scoop on his Hollywood friends. He doesn't say a bad word about anyone, but it's just stories behind, you know, West Wing and The Outsiders and all these different movies he was in. And he said the exact same thing about Tom Cruise.
Yeah, yeah.
He said no one really got to know him. Mm-hmm. He just did his thing. He's like, if there's anyone I've ever worked with that has gone in on time, known their lines, like, no one messed with him.
Yeah.
He said it was an amazing experience with everyone. And Patrick Swayze was kind of like the dad to everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ralph Macchio was like the young kid.
Yeah.
But they all grew up together.
Well, if you go back there, the house is all redone in that. I mean, just recently have they made it a monument to the movie. Because Rumblefish, I think they filmed that there with the same group.
Yes,
same
I think
everything.
You're right.
So,
Isn't that S.E.
Hinton.
She went to school. Did Rumblefish also.
At Will Rogers High School.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to Nathan Hale. You know,
whoa.
Just other schools. But I think Top Gun would be one of my. I mean, I like.
Oh my
to watch,
goodness! Yes.
You know, just because.
Are you disappointed the second one's coming out?
I'm going to miss Val Kilmer. I thought he was great.
He's going to be in it.
No, is
yeah.
he really?
So, from what I heard, again, inside scoop here,
yeah.
so don't say anything.
Yeah.
But
don't tell anybody.
But apparently, Tom didn't want Val. Initially in the movie because Val had a huge chip on his shoulder, which is funny coming from Tom. But
yeah.
I think that they seem to have worked through it. And from what I've heard, he's either going to make a cameo or is actually going to have a part in the movie.
I thought his role as Iceman was short, but just
really good.
Yeah. I mean, like he almost overpowered Tom.
Mm-hmm,
you know, he was in charge.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But not in that beach volleyball scene.
Or the motorcycle, right.
Or I mean, the motorcycle.
Where he does this.
Kidding. Yeah.
He looks to the side.
We need a webcam in the studio.
Right,
you need
right,
to see what mode,
no,
the look.
No.
I mean,
then
it was just the Tom Cruise
then
look
I would have
did.
To take off. I mean, put on. I shouldn't be wearing these pajamas. I guess that's where I'm going with it. That's the beauty of radio, right?
So, quick story. And then I think we're probably. Yeah, we have to take a break. So, quick story, one of the excerpts from Rob Lowe's book. I thought this was so interesting. I love these kind of books. They
give me
a peephole into their crazy lives. So, anyhow, he was invited over to some producer or director's house for dinner.
This is Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe
is being invited.
And he's sitting across the table from this gorgeous blonde. And he's trying to catch her attention all night. And she is so disinterested, which he, of course, was not used to.
Right.
Being
right,
the pretty
right,
boy
right.
that he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And so finally he gets a minute with her outside. And they're talking. And he's totally hitting on her. And she stops. And she looks at him and smiles. And she's like, "You've got no chance with me. I'm saving myself for Jackson Brown." And it was Daryl Hannah.
No.
Yeah, and
no
she
way.
Ended up like being serious with Jackson Brown.
Well, you know my Daryl Hannah story, right?
No.
I mean, I thought I told this just about 2 months ago. I ran into her and Neil Young down at Stanford Mall.
No. Well, it might have been when I wasn't here.
Okay,
it
could have been.
Been a show.
So we hang out when it's, you know, we need some sun. So that's we hang out there a lot. And right outside this restaurant, which I've, you know, it's the guy, he's on the phone and he's rocking back and forth. And Neil Young plays guitar like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
Just changes weight from put. And I'm like, he's all grunged out. All
You're
grunged
like,
out.
I just, know this dude.
And he's on the phone and he's kind of smiling. And I look back behind him and kind of checking out of the door, we're signing something. It's Daryl Hannah. More grunged out.
Wow, yeah.
And they kind of come out and I'm one of those people just, I leave you alone. Like,
right.
I just, all, you know, like,
right.
you'd want to be left alone. So
right. Which I appreciate.
Yeah.
You do
no,
that to me.
Yeah. I know what you'd do. You'd send in the raccoon dogs to get that signature. anyway, to make a long story short, I just told my son, oh, that's Neil Young, and he lives or used to live here, and he did the Bridge School concert.
Yeah.
And lots of songs, lots of music that he knew. So then we make our way down, and we make our way into the Tesla dealership. And I look up, and here they are coming in.
No way.
And I'm just thankful that I was there first, so they won't think I'm following them.
Right, right. And they were following you.
Right, that's what I told my son. Neil wants to talk about a new amp or something. So we're just kind of over here, and they are so grunched out. I'm not thinking anybody. Daryl Hannah's very tall.
Yeah.
I think she's even taller than Neil.
Yeah, I think she is.
So I am looking at this Model X, the one with the gold wing.
I think
it's the X. And I'm looking in, and in comes his head from the opposite wing, and she goes, do you think these seats fold down? And I look to see what I'm wearing. I'm like, do I look like a car dealer? I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm like, oh, I think she's just asking me because I'm not going to, like, freak out and go, oh, you.
Yes.
And I said, I don't know. I really, you know, and I start fiddling with the seat. And then Neil pops his head in the back. And he's, like, looking around. And he goes, do you think these seats fold down?
Wow.
And I'm thinking, first thing I'm thinking is, oh, yeah, you put your gear in here, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm thinking, oh, no, they probably went over there and said, let's go over and ask that guy the same question.
Yeah, yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah, so anyway, but the grunginess factor was high.
Yeah.
Very high.
Yeah.
But
if
you don't want to be recognized, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, although when you're Daryl Hannah and 6 feet tall and...
And so, I'm sorry, I got way off, but I didn't know you didn't know that. But,
no.
So Rob Lowe's looking across, and it's Daryl Hannah saving herself for Jackson Browne.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I wonder how she feels about that now.
I know. And one last thing. So one of my good friends played violin with Neil Young's wife, first wife.
Was that Peggy? Peggy? Is that
right? I think that's right.
The one that did the bridge.
Good friends with his first wife.
I didn't know she did that.
Anyhow.
But yeah,
I have no connection there whatsoever. But I love your story. That is a really cool story.
Only because I know what a celebrity hunter you are.
I am, but I'm very covert when I am faced with a celebrity. I'm a deer in headlights. A little bit.
Huh.
I am. You know what was really cool? And then we've got to take a break.
Oh.
So I am in, this is pre-marriage, pre-child, I'm in my 20s, and I'm... in London for the first time with my best friend.
Yeah.
And she and I basically are hosteling it the whole way except for this last night. And we're like, we're going to splurge. We're going to go to this swanky restaurant.
Give me a year so I can kind of picture time.
Okay. I would say late 90s.
Okay.
Late 90s.
Got it.
So we go into the Ivy. And which is this great restaurant.
Okay.
And we're going in and we have this delicious dinner and I'm leaving and we had come in, we had our suitcases that they were holding in the coat room for us because we had been just like trekking up and down the coast.
Yeah, that's great.
and I bumped into someone and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And I hear this guy's voice. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And it was George Michael.
Oh, really?
And he was there, and right behind him was Elle McPherson, and then Naomi Campbell came in afterwards, and all three of them sat and had a smoke at the bar, when you could still have a smoke at the bar.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But no one asked me a question. I almost knocked down all three of them.
I have had a celebrity ask me a question. But my celebrities are much older than
yours,
your celebrities.
Just did. No, Neil and Daryl.
Oh, right, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Quick,
I'm
a limo driver in L.A.
Yeah.
Right out of college. Danny Thomas comes up. They're leaving a restaurant. It takes them an hour because they talk to everybody, thank everybody on the way out.
Was Marlo with them?
Her car was there. They were waiting for – she had the cutest car. It was an old, like, 67 Mercedes. Anyway, he comes up and he starts adjusting my tie. He's pulling down this part and he's pushing the knot up. And he goes, do you want to hear a joke?
I said,
sure.
Hell yeah.
And he goes, that guy over there, he told me to shave. And I just laughed because that's,
it's Danny Thomas.
Well, it's just kind of like, He's just funny.
Yeah.
No matter what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really insightful, that he's just a funny.
Yeah. Funny guy.
Yeah. He adjusts my thing and turns and he's like, where's my car? You know.
That's old Hollywood right there.
That is totally,
Hollywood.
It was on they call it Little Santa Monica Boulevard, where they kind of hung out in their little areas. They had areas.
Wow. So, yeah. Wow.
That's a whole nother thing.
I love these stories.
We should start a new segment, like Hollywood Reporter.
Yes.
The Days of Hollywood.
Because this is a hotbed of Hollywood reporting here in Half Moon Bay.
Spotted downtown this week.
Seriously. All right, folks. We have got to take a break. We've run a little long. So we are going to be back momentarily. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Coastside Realtor Kirsten Hagen. I'm thrilled to announce that Palermo Properties team is now with Compass. Team leader Mark Palermo and your Coastside Realtors, Stephanie Sills, and I are excited to introduce our friends and clients to the high-touch, high-tech world of Compass Real Estate. Our sellers will enjoy the elegant modern marketing approach with global reach, as well as our Compass Concierge service to help them prepare their homes for market and sell quickly for the highest possible price. Our buyers will see Compass Coming Soon listings and know about homes before the rest of the market, as well as use our convenient app to collaborate with us on homes as they are searching for just the right one. Our mission at Compass is to help everyone find their place in the world. For an introduction to the Compass approach and how it can benefit you, contact me at 504-1469. That's 650-504-1469, because I'm excited to talk with you.
People of the Coastside, say bye-bye to your big bank. San Mateo Credit Union's new branch is open in Half Moon Bay. Now you have access to a not-for-profit credit union that cares about the local community. Plus, San Mateo Credit Union has some big grand opening offers, like a 1% cashback auto refinance loan and $1,000 off your mortgage closing costs. Come see the new SMCU branch at 40 Cabrillo Highway North, where 92 meets Highway 1, and open your membership today. Online at smcu.org.
Hi, I'm Catherine Weaver, owner and chief pooper scooper of Claws, Paws, and Hooves, home of Camp Canine Doggy Daycare for the Coastside. Claws, Paws, and Hooves is offering the following services for winter and spring of 2019. Camp Canine Doggy Daycare, Monday through Friday, please connect with us for a meet and greet. Underfoot boarding, a very popular service here on the Coastside, and of course, tons of TLC. We would love to tell you more about our very special place we have created for you and your four-legged family member here on the Coastside. We are safe, secure, and supervised. Check us out on our website, Claws with a K, pawsandhooves.com, Facebook, or Instagram. You can also call the office at 728-8070. Claws, Paws, and Hooves, making tails wag from Montero through Half Moon Bay.
Have you ever needed your will prepared or updated, needed help with insurance claims, received a moving traffic violation, or had trouble with a warranty or defective product? Hi, it's Laura Marley, the Coastside's independent Legal Shield associate. Imagine having access to top-rated attorneys for unlimited advice and counsel, contractor document review, letters or phone calls made on your behalf on any pre-existing or future matter, with no clock ticking and no bill at the end of the call. And have 60 hours of an attorney's time paid for in the event you're sued, Legal Shield makes this a reality for less than $1 a day or $24.95 a month. Legal Shield provides affordable access to legal protection covering over 4 million people, over 141,000 businesses, and 34,000 companies currently offer Legal Shield plans to employees as a voluntary benefit. Contact me for a no-obligation consultation on Legal Shield services. I invite you to call me at 520-8000. Or visit me online at lauramarley.com. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes with a Legal Shield membership.
All right, we are back.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have lots of stories we could keep talking about.
Yeah, I was
about.
Just, this is the Hollywood Report.
I'm digging it. I really am digging it. I only wish that the Oscars were this weekend. Well, that would be the cherry on top.
I love how you keep track of that kind of stuff.
I do, because that means I clearly have nothing else going on in my life. I mean, let's just...
So do you watch that every year? Just
That's like my second Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
I bet I haven't watched the Oscars in 15 years.
Well,
20 years.
I'll be honest.
Marlon Brando, that was the...
the Oscars are no longer my favorite, if I'm being honest. It would be the Golden Globes and the Screen Actors Guild Awards. Those are my favorites.
So the Golden Globes are for...
It's for TV and movies. So you get everyone there. And the cherry on top for that is that they serve alcohol. So the winners so at like, the last half, the speeches get really good.
Cool.
They get really good and reactions get...
what was the other one you mentioned?
The Screen Actors Guild.
Okay.
And what? I believe that that might be TV and movies also. Usually those are, they're just a good read of who might win the Oscars.
Right. Yeah.
Although there have been plenty of upsets over the last number of years. Let's be honest, I just love watching the red carpet.
Well, there's a big one that they have in the UK. I don't know what it's called. British.
I think it's the BAFTAs.
Yeah. British something. Yeah. So the thing that I'm watching, or I just finished watching, I listened to a Cannes podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's called Film Comment.
Yeah.
And the movie that I really want to see right now is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Tarantino.
Yes.
I read this huge interview, and I totally got into that. And I'm like, I don't normally get excited for movies. But that one, I think...
Are you a Quentin fan?
Not like some people are.
Quentin?
I say Quentin or Tarantino.
Quentin with an E, right?
Yeah.
Quentin. Okay.
But I know of Kill Bill, and I know that Pulp Fiction was a big deal.
Yeah.
What I really appreciate is his history. He worked in like a VHS store. I think he watched everything in there.
Yeah.
His mind is like an encyclopedia of movie history. So
what do you call that? Like a, I'm going to say... a filmophile.
I think
cinephile.
Yeah. Scorsese is the same way. He's like, let's preserve all this stuff. So,
Although Quentin is like off his rocker, man. I mean, have you ever seen? He is an artisan times a million.
I don't like all his use of blood.
Yeah.
That and cussing. That I don't need too much of that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I find him very hard to follow, just in interviews. He's so scattered.
He's so scattered.
And that's coming from someone I live my life with at least 1,000 tangents, as all of our listeners have learned this morning. but if I can't follow Quentin, then I'm sure, like, normal people.
Are you
Abby normal attention spans. Yes. Yeah.
Well, so, I'm looking forward to that. I think Brad Pitt and DiCaprio.
Yeah,
that's just.
It's really cool because I just saw a picture of the two of them when they were so young, like probably in the 90s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that was something that Leo was saying recently in an interview, saying, you know, we know the same people. We've been in the industry. We basically started at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember. Have they ever done a movie together?
They didn't talk about it in the
interview. I
don't
think that they have. Not one that comes to mind.
It was great because this movie, I don't want to give a lot away, but it takes place over 3 days.
It's in the 60s, right? It takes place in the
1969. It's February like
7, 8, 9. Okay. What, Peggy Lipton?
Okay.
No, not Peggy Lipton. It was...
Sharon Tate?
Sharon Tate.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
So he has sent a letter to Cannes people, and he said, please don't give this away. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what I thought was genius, of course. But Brad Pitt was saying, I sometimes shoot movies that, I've shot a lot of movies that they take place over 3 days, and DiCaprio says, I never have done that.
Huh.
And I think it was Brad Pitt said, he goes, well, Titanic. He goes, and I guess it just threw, he never had thought of that. It was like an original thought, and I just thought it was neat that Pitt could see that.
Yeah.
DiCaprio did it, but didn't see it that
way.
It probably seemed like a big, giant thing, because it was a giant thing, but it really only took place over 3 days.
Wow.
So
I didn't know that. And did you know that Margot Robbie actually had... connected with Sharon Tate's family to get permission to take that role on. So they had the family's buy-in for her role in the movie.
Well,
it looks really solid. It looks
totally
good.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, Brad Pitt is playing Leonardo DiCaprio's stunt double in movies, and Leo is the movie star.
Right.
So, and they both have the movie star looks.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyhow. All right. So, we have digressed big time. And I wanted to bring up a few things on the calendar. I had started asking what you were going to do. And
then you
let me know about your James Bond
training.
And that's
where we took the detour.
And that's where we took our huge detour. So, let me just start with a few things that are going on that caught my eye tonight. If you guys have ever gone to Hop Dogma, they have their Comedy Sharks tonight at 8 o'clock, and that is super fun, you know, just to get out and chill out, decompress from the week, and have someone else on stage with the pressure on them. We've all had pressure on us all week long. It's nice to just sit back, have a beer, and, you know, be entertained. So they have some really great folks usually at the Comedy Sharks at Hop Dogma. So that's tonight at 8. And then also, as always, Cameron's has their karaoke night at 9 o'clock. Have you done the karaoke
I have. I did a Julio Iglesias duet.
Whoa.
I've done an Eddie Vedder song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who was your duet with?
I don't even remember.
it was one of those nights.
And I did a... do you remember Mandy Grignon? Grignon, I think it's her name. We got into this daring contest.
And Those are never good.
So I had to pick a song for her, and I forgot what we did, but we did it, and I do remember it.
Wow.
Yeah, well, yes, I have. And,
I will
and,
tell you,
and,
I've never done karaoke.
Okay, so tonight?
No, tonight is not happening, but, you know, I have very quiet... groups. No, I've admitted
You stand up there to pretend that you're naked, and it makes you feel a lot more.
Does it?
No. You pretend the audience is naked. That's it.
That would make me even more nervous.
Okay, you just get up there.
Oh my god! It has been a long week, folks. Okay, so then Saturday. This seems cool. I don't know the details about it, but it's called the Biggest Little Air Show at Hiller Aviation Museum at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
So I'm just picturing like ultralights maybe, or, you know, the little kind of airplanes.
Biggest little. Oh, I was just picturing like there's only two planes.
Oh, maybe.
You know.
Maybe, I mean, so. Maybe.
But I've been there, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
And if you want to see the sun, that might be the place to go. So that's at 10 a.m. tomorrow. And then 6:30 p.m. tomorrow, Half Moon Bay Wine and Cheese. They have a music series going on there, which I didn't know. And they have fret, F-R-E-T, and fiddle playing, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's, I think I met, yeah, I think
fret
I know.
Or fiddle.
Yeah. So it's a long story, but through college tracing and traveling, I met
one of the players.
A kid whose mom is, I think, the fiddle. One of the
That's fantastic. Well, it sounds like a great time.
Yeah.
And actually,
Where are they playing?
At the Half Moon Bay Wine and Cheese right here on Main.
On Saturday.
Yeah. On Saturday at 6:30.
Okay. Excellent.
I have met a number of people that love having date nights at Half Moon Bay Wine and Cheese, and they just go wine tasting and grab some awesome cheese, you know, and they just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And now that they've added this music series, I think that's a terrific addition and would make for a great date night. And then also we have on Sunday at 12 o'clock, Half Moon Bay Brewery is hosting Dog Days of Summer. Now, I didn't read this whole thing, but I do think that it is a dog adoption, actually. So it starts at 12 o'clock. Look all these up online so you can get the details. Okay. I don't think that I'm wrong about that. But
you're wrong about the summer part.
Well, yeah. They don't say sunny days of summer.
Yeah, okay. I mean,
it isn't summer yet. You are right. So anyhow, that is what's going on. And I am actually, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be going to the Wilkinson Musical.
Oh,
a little
right.
shout out to Mary Poppins Jr.
Yes. Yeah.
And a good friend of mine's daughter is the lead in the musical.
Really?
And, yeah. Oh,
yeah,
they
always put on a show.
So I can't wait. It's going to be at the Hill Barn Theater in Foster City. It's tonight, actually, also, and tomorrow. We can only go to tomorrow's matinee, but I'm really looking forward to it. And so it should be a good time. And then Sunday, I think we got nothing. I think nothing's
well,
going on.
There's nothing
which is
wrong
so nice.
With a little nothing.
No, honestly, exactly. You know? It's really underrated, I have to say. I have gotten sadly accustomed. My son did not play sports this season. So our weekends have been open because normally he does soccer.
How's that feel?
Well, it feels nice. I think he's got a bit too much time on his hands, which we need to fill. Yeah. And I don't like that. But I do like there is less time anxiety in our house, which is really nice.
Yeah. Now, I think the ability to just almost be bored is, they say, where a lot of good thinking happens.
Yeah.
So
I wish I could do more with my time. Tell you that I've, you know, finished a number of novels or journaled or I don't know if you guys hear this or not.
It's not a bird, is it?
I don't know what that is. There's some beeping going off here, but don't worry, folks. The building is not burning down. You're just going to have to put up with it, I guess.
It's the ice cream machine.
Get those interns to shut it off. So I don't know if Jay Michaels is out there and wants to call in and tell us how to turn this beep off. That would be great. Our number is 650-560-9851. If anyone wants to call in, fill us in on any news or anything you want to talk about. We'd love to hear from you. We do have a couple of things that were going on. I was reading the paper, the Half Moon Bay Review recently, and PG&E decided to let us know a few weeks before summer that apparently, excellent job. Now, right. Did you shut down all Wi-Fi for
no,
the town?
No, I ate all the ice cream.
well done. Well done.
I saved you some.
So what I was talking about, I don't know if you read this article or not, but...
Wait, what is it?
PG&E is giving us fair warning that outages are highly possible this summer. Do you like that heads up? I really... So I'm going
to... We're going to have to go back to that disaster preparedness list. Remember, the generator was the first thing to go, so get your generator, basically.
Well, I'm going to read from the article, but it says, summer approaching and wildfire season upon California residents, coastsiders are being asked to prepare for extended power outages. These new plans mean that any of PG&E's 5 million electric customers could have their power turned off through the people living in the people living in the high fire threat areas are more likely to be affected. Several factors are considered to determine this and when the power would be shut off by PG&E. These include National Weather Service red flag warnings, humidity levels at 20% or below. That's a little crazy to me.
You know what it is?
What?
They're being blamed for their wires touching trees and burning.
Oh.
So they're going to turn their wires off.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. Winds forecast at a sustained 25 mile an hour. Or wind gusts.
Yeah, well,
that's
a lot of wind. But
25 miles an hour isn't that bad.
25, but the fact that they're going to turn the power off kind of is a little bit of like gotcha to me.
And worse, they say the spokesperson said, if power is shut off, customers should expect it restored within 24 to 48 hours after the weather event passes.
Oh, man.
So they are giving themselves a hall pass, is the way I am reading this. I get it. We sure do not want fires here on the coast. I get it. But I think that they're giving themselves a hall pass here. And then this was weird. Maybe you can explain this to me. Because of security reasons, the spokesperson said PG&E is not able to disclose connections that could make the coastside more or less susceptible to shutoffs. What the heck does that mean?
Are they saying they don't want to tell you where this like base station or substation is that they're connecting into the wires?
I guess.
They're going to flip the switch and they don't want somebody crawling over and flipping it back.
Is that what it is?
Or do they mean something else?
I don't know. I thought that seemed very ominous.
It's vague. It's very vague.
Super vague. And then apparently their customers will receive alerts in three installments. One at 48 hours in advance, the next 24 hours in advance, and then just prior to the power outage.
So this is a warning of an imminent power outage.
Yeah.
How can they even predict the wind that far in advance?
They can't. I mean, I tell you what, back to our original conversation about the weather and how we have a partly sunny emoji thing, graphic, in our weather, and it's raining on us, I don't see how they're going to be able to give 48 hours notice when they can't even predict at the time.
Here's what I think. I think most of the time we're never even going to know that this is in existence. But I think they had to write themselves a hall pass, as you say.
Yeah.
Like if things are getting really bad, windy, earthquake, small fire, getting to be a big fire, they want to have pre-approval to shut the thing off. And if it's used sparingly and for that purpose only, I could see it. I see what they're trying to do. It's kind of like you have a hot wire on the road.
Yeah.
You want to turn that off.
I get it. And certainly, of course, earthquake, fires, I get it. Wind? I mean, 25 miles an hour, I think that is a little excessive.
I think they get they wrote it all in their favor.
Yeah,
plus
they
did. Plus a little extra. But that's kind of what a utility can do. There's no, I mean, short of going to get a generator, you don't have a lot of, well, solar.
Yeah.
Solar would be an alternative, and this might drive more people to solar.
Well, maybe, but that's not going to help us today. And I tell you, I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but there are a lot of people that work from home. And when that's out, guess what, folks? Mm-hmm. You can't work.
Yeah. Well, Honda was ranked number one on the generators, about $1,500.
Yeah.
But for $500, at Harbor Freight, the Consumer Report gave them almost the exact same rating. So
wow.
There you go.
Okay.
That's probably what I'm going to go get right now.
Really?
Yeah. I've been talking about it forever, but if this is going to be a regular deal,
that might not be a bad idea.
You're going to need electricity.
Yes, you
even
are.
Even if it's just a...
And you're going to be ground zero for my family. So when electricity goes out, we'll be up there camped out in your backyard.
Right, yeah.
All right, on that note, we need to take another break. All right, folks, we will be right back.
Do you have an aging parent, older neighbor, or a senior friend who could use a hand? Maybe you're retired yourself and curious about ways to connect with others here on the San Mateo Coast. Whether you come in to participate in our services or to volunteer, Senior Coastsiders is here for you. For the past four decades, we have provided social opportunities, a freshly prepared daily lunch, Meals on Wheels, counseling services, and home repair. We also offer affordable classes in Pilates, yoga, Qigong, watercolor, writing, computing, ESL, and more. With people living longer and baby boomers retiring at record rates, Senior Coastsiders is committed to serving our community for 40 more years. So come on in any time to take a class, share a meal, get some advice, or learn how you can join our team of volunteers.
This is Bob Kay, You probably know me as the owner of BK Motors, the Coastside's only consignment auto and truck dealer. But I'm really excited to be on the radio today to tell you about my brand new business, Public Storage at BK Motors, a storage facility behind BK Motors and next to Strawflower Shopping Center. We've got 8x10 storage units, and we've got 8x20 storage units. If you would like to learn more about the cost and availability of these storage units, give me a call at 726-8220 or visit us at bkmotors.com. So now, whether you need to sell or buy a pre-owned car or light truck, or you need somewhere to store your extra stuff, give me a call, Bob K, at 726-8220.
This is Lauren Brolier with a message for those who own or run a business on the Coastside. I am a member of BNI Mavericks, a local business networking group. In the first quarter of 2019, we shared over $152,000 in business referrals with one another. This is your invitation to come to our Visitors Day, Thursday morning, May 30th, from 8 to 9:30 at the Half Moon Bay Lodge. We are looking for business professionals to pass business to and have openings in the following categories: chiropractor, CPA, mortgage broker, and many more. To RSVP, call Emma at 726-4383. Let's increase your sales and profits in 2019.
All right, we are back for our last, 8 minutes, I guess.
Zoom, we have
just plowed through this hour talking about world peace and how we can solve it. I wish...
Top Gun.
I mean, really, that's all we need. That's all we need, Top Gun and world peace. Actually, Top Gun brings world peace. Anyhow, okay, so we're going to skip to the why. Kind of a serious why for me, because I'm over it and have almost gotten into a couple of accidents because of it. I would like to know, and I'd love to hear from anyone who knows the answer to this. You might, Mojo. But I live in El Granada, and there are so many streets, countless streets, where there is a four-road intersection, no stop signs, no yield signs. I mean, it's clear to me kind of who has the right of way, but it's best guess. Let's be honest. It's best guess right away. I might be going the speed limit, but I cut that speed limit in half every time I go to those intersections because I've had someone basically about to chop my car in half just thinking they have the right of way, not slowing down. I actually went off into the grassy knoll and to not get hit. And a woman came within, I don't know, probably a foot within my car, hitting my car not that long ago. But anyhow, do you know why?
Well, so here, there are rules, right?
Do tell what those rules are, because I don't know what they are.
I mean, I think anybody that goes to get a driver's license has to know what you do at an intersection with nothing. There's no stop sign, no lights. You get there, and if there's nobody else there, you can just proceed.
Right.
But if there's another car coming, I think the rule is the first car that gets there has the right of way.
But don't you think that's a little late?
No.
I mean, if you've got bushes, because where I'm talking about, there is no way I could have seen this car coming.
Yeah. The bushes are a problem.
Yeah, they are a problem.
Here's what I think about El Granada, and what I like about it is it's not a cookie cutter. And I remember when we were talking to a realtor, he said, because there were some unpaved streets at that time.
Okay.
Just gravel.
Yep.
And, I said, so when are they going to pave the streets? He goes, they don't want them paved. They want them to stay gravel. And I said, why would they want them to stay gravel? So he said, see the dogs sleeping in the street? He said, hardly any cars will go down that gravel road except the people that live there. They want it that way.
Right, right.
And I think that attitude could apply to a lot of things. And mm-hmm. it could be like, oh, man, we don't need any more stop signs.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know. It just depends on how you look at it, really, just like anything
else.
Well,
it's interesting you say about the driver's test, because both times that I almost got sliced in half at these intersections, it was someone 70 or older who was probably, I'm guessing, not taken the driver's test in a very long time. And, you know, I'll include myself in that. I mean, I'm almost 50. I haven't taken a driver's test in 15 years.
Wait, I thought you had to take it every 4 years.
No.
They've just been jamming me?
Yeah, they have. You did?
Wait.
A driver's test?
Oh, no, driver's test, no. I had to get a renewal.
Oh, yeah.
A real ID.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's just a picture.
Oh, got it.
No, actually written test where you have to know the rules.
Well, you know, I will have to say, I went and got one of those real IDs.
Yeah, I did
about
too.
A year ago, and I thought I had to go through an eye test.
So.
But I don't like it to drive.
An eye test, yes. I had to take an eye test,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not even talking about the driver's portion. I'm talking about the written test. When was the last? See, I took when I moved to California 15 years ago was the last time I had to take one.
Yeah.
And I'll say that when I went to go get my real ID, I did it prior to the 3 months before my driver's license was expiring.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, they were going to penalize me for that.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, because you're getting it too early.
Right.
And I was doing it because I was going abroad, and they always suggest having a second form of ID with you that's at least valid for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, I was getting it done, and she found a loophole, so I didn't have to. But I can tell you I was sweating it out. She's like, there's got to be like some sort of memo, because it was right when they announced it. So I think that they were probably still making changes.
You have the worst trouble at airports.
Well, that was at the DMV. But
correct.
Yeah, no, I do have bad luck at airports.
I've set you off.
That's a whole nother show, folks. Yeah, I do. You know, all said and done, I actually have had good luck at airports. You know, just kill them with kindness, folks. I think I happened to go into the fly out of some of the most disgruntled airports. Like the folks there, like Newark, New Jersey.
Well,
I mean, most of these folks are being paid peanuts, and they just are angry. Most of them are angry, and I can't blame them, because they're dealing with passengers all day long.
Yeah.
For the most part, most people, I think. Making an overgeneralization, but I really think that airports bring out the crazy in people. For me, it's like my vacation has already started. So I get there at least 3.5-4 hours early. So I'm never in a rush.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally chill. As soon as that car drops me off, I am on vacation.
Nice.
Particularly if I'm by myself and I don't have to manage anyone in my family or anything like that. But for the majority of people, I think they are not comfortable flying, are not happy with their seat assignments, aren't managing their bags properly, are ready for a fight. Like, I mean, people almost, I feel like energetically, are going up there with their dukes up. You know, not literally, but they are ready for a fight at all times. Like, what? You're not giving me that seat I want?
I started to do road trips about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
This is just making me glad I did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's smart. I think that's what we're going to have.
Well, I mean,
if you got the time,
I enjoy that. But
you
saw that a dog attacked a guy on a plane. He has 28 stitches.
Was it a raccoon dog? No, but I did read that. That was a service dog, wasn't it?
I
think it was.
It was not a very good one.
I think it was a service dog.
Wow. Well, he failed. I don't like
miserably.
Where did he go to school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. And so he's suing everyone.
Right. The dog.
I can't say. Yeah, the dog.
Dog's the only one who's got any money.
Yeah. I don't blame the guy. How frightening.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I mean.
I was once, and then we're going to have to go. The show is almost over. I was once chased by an enormous German Shepherd, and I was in third grade, and I ran up on top of a car to get away. I was on the hood of the car, and I swear to you, that German Shepherd started climbing up onto the car, and thank God that the owner was there.
Wow.
I did not. I was just coming home from school. And I was saying hi to my mom, and this dog ran after me. Its name was Coyote.
Wow. Coyote?
Coyote, yeah.
Well, see, I'm sorry to laugh a little bit, because I pictured you running down an airport, and you're like 22.
No.
But no, it's on third grade.
No, third grade.
Big giant dog.
Goodness. Good times here in the studio, folks.
Yeehaw.
Well, I'm disappointed no one called in, but... just leave your call then for next week. We had a great show today, and we'll look forward to performing for you next week, I guess.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to be here.
No.
And Ruben will be back.
Neil Youngs and Daryl Hannah are going to be here in your place.
Fantastic. Well done, Mojo.
And Sean Connery.
Well done. You have earned your paycheck.
Yay.
All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
See ya.